Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, Blacktopia, a woman's perfect world. How are you guys doing out there this evening? I hope I have caught you guys in good spirits. Yay! So, sorry about that, a little technical difficulty going live. But I brought you guys, I you know, today is a really rough day for me. So I'm going to try to get through this podcast and stay in as high of spirits as I possibly could. I'm going to burn me some sage and cleanse my atmosphere and just get a new renewed mind. It was just such a busy, stressful day today. But I'm so glad I'm here with you guys, and we get to have some real talk and some real conversation. So let's go. Couple of current events. Let's talk about politics. What's really going on with your man, Donald Trump? Yes. Yes, Donald is really doing it, isn't he? But I want everybody, you know, I know when you see Donald Trump acting a fool, hey, this election is, it's a rigged election. I believe that I won that election and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, I know he's taking it a tad bit too far. If I can recall correctly, I believe that the same allegations that he's making about the Democratic Party and the new president-elect, Joe Biden, is the same thing that happened to him when he was elected our president. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. You know, so now it's like, do you really take this shit serious? Come on, like, for real, you know? Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest because, you know, it's on the news constantly. I watch news like 24/7 around my house. I make sure at least one television has news broadcast on it so that way I can stay up on current affairs. But it's like, okay, like, it's over with. Donald Trump, he threw a tantrum. He doesn't want to accept the fact that he lost the election. Okay, blah, blah. It's over with. But this is something that we must speak about every single day. Let's freaking move on. It's more things in the world that's happening and need media attention than that. I just had to get that off my chest. I think that was a pet peeve of mine, you guys. It was just freaking bothering me. Well, let's talk about what today's topic is going to be about now that I got that rant off of my chest. Today I wanted to talk about COVID-19. Are your actions showing responsibility for yourself, your loved ones, and those around you? Are you really being precautious? Are you taking steps to protect yourself, your family, and anyone that comes in your space? Or are you one of those that don't really take it serious? It's just something that's out there. Hey, I ain't got it. Nobody I know got it. I think it's a hoax. I don't think it's real. Are you one of those type of people? Well, let's talk about it tonight. I want to talk about accountability and responsibility for yourself, for your loved ones. I have a compromised immune system. I've never kept that from you guys from the moment that I found out last year. And I need to go to the store because even though I have a compromised immune system, I'm still a mother. I'm still a career-minded woman. I'm still a businesswoman, and I'm still a wife. The dynamics of my household have not changed because of my diagnosis. So that means that I am still damn near the full-time caretaker for my home, for my children, and for my husband. I have to go grocery shopping. I have to go to doctor's appointments. I have to go to whatever I need to go to make sure that this house functions, paying bills, all of that type of stuff. I have to do that to keep this house maintained. So when I go out in public, even though you don't want to, I expect you to respect me and my health. Mask up. Mask up. Come on, something that simple. Now, I'm one that can tell you, I don't know if this mask thing is preventing the spread of COVID-19, if it's helping anything, helping at all as a PPE measure. I don't know. But I don't want to take the chance by not wearing it or being exposed to someone that could possibly have COVID-19. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your actions is everything. And that's what we have to really think about, our actions. It's not only about you. It's about your family members. Just imagine. Let's just go through the line. Let's just give a scenario. You go to the grocery store. You've forgotten your mask. You jump out the car. You walk in the store. When you walk in the store, there's someone else that has their mask below their nose. And they sneeze. Now, their germ particles have made it into your space. And you have now inhaled those particles, not knowing that this person has been infected with COVID-19. Asymptomatic, don't even know. Now you go home and you're having a family time and you're doing your ordinary daily task. You have your children and your wife or your husband at home. You go to work to your job and all of these different things. Mainly at home.
Because when we're at home, we feel comfortable. We don't wear that mask at home. No, because these are the people that we see and we're exposed to every day. So we don't wear that mask in the house. So now your spouse is infected. Now your children may possibly be infected. Oh, my goodness. You guys are all asymptomatic. Now, all of you guys got it, and then you guys are all out there spreading it to whoever wants it because you guys feel like it's okay to run in a store really quick without a mask. Yeah, think about it. Just that quick, you were exposed and took it to your family. Now your family taking it to other people. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, like I said, I truly don't know PPE measures and what it can protect you from. I don't know that. I don't know the whole science of COVID-19. I'm just like you guys. Getting information from media, doing research, looking up the CDC and all of that type of stuff, and trying to get as much information about this thing called COVID-19 as possible. But at the same time, I do know that I'm ignorant when it comes to certain things. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to take time and think about that. And I'm going to go to a commercial break, and I will be right back. My bad. I thought I was going to be right back. My bad. Give me just a second. I thought I was going to be right back. But I do want to talk. I wanted to say something really quick before I hung up with before I went on my break. I want you guys to just really get a visualization of what I'm talking about. And I know it might seem like, okay, yeah, another person on that hype. But no, really, give it thought. Now I'll be back. Take a cruise and listen to the rules, or maybe Yes, yes, yes. Taking that long walk, y'all. Yes, indeed. So, like I was saying about the COVID-19, it's about accountability, you guys. We have to really, really, really be wise about the decisions that we make. Social gatherings. Now, I know that we may say, look, hey, my family don't have it, or, oh, I'm not going to get the coronavirus because we want to meet up this Christmas and have this big function. Because that's what we do around this time. This time of year, we gather with family, we eat and celebrate and open gifts and just be merry. It's not often that we do it alone, only with the people in our home. Because we want to spread that Christmas cheer and that Christmas love. And we want to see everybody because this is a spectacular time of the year. But is it worth your life? Is it worth someone else's life? That's the question you have to ask. And that's what I mean by accountability. I don't know if anybody's out there listening tonight. But I would love, love to hear someone else's opinion about tonight's show. So if you're out there and you're listening, please don't hesitate to call in and let me know how you feel, because accountability is very, very important. We have... let's talk about my job. So me, I own a personal care business. I make personal care cosmetics and skincare. Yes, yes, yes. I love it too. So my business, I have to be very cautious. I don't know how COVID-19 spreads. So even in my working, I take precautionary measures to make sure that my customers are safe as well as myself. I use PPE. I put on an apron. I put on gloves. I make sure I have a mask on. I wash my hands often and frequently. I use hand sanitizer as well. All of these things to ensure when I make my product, it's not contaminated and it's safe. Accountability. As much as I want to get out there and do pop-ups with my business, because that's the thing, you guys, that's what's in now. Pop-ups is the thing. Do a pop-up with your business and make some money, you know? As much as I want to do pop-ups, I can't risk my health nor my children's health. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to a point here on how we have to take responsibility for self. We got to take responsibility for our loved ones. And last but not least, we have to take responsibility for others. Co-workers, just strangers in the grocery stores or wherever you're gathering, we have to be cautious. Those of you out here Christmas shopping, we must be cautious. Yes, these stores are packed. I can't tell that we're on a lockdown here in Fresno, California. These stores are packed. People doing last-minute Christmas shopping, trying to get that stuff out the way, risking their health and others for a gift. Responsibility and accountability. That's what I'm saying. All right, you guys. Look like we have a caller. So let's see.
Thanks for calling the Woman's Perfect World. Who do we have on the line?
It's Brother Ben.
Hello, Brother Ben. Yes, one of our faithful listeners. How are you?
I just love you guys' show. I just love it.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
Very informative.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for
taking
my call.
Oh, no problem. Our topic today is COVID-19 responsibility and accountability. What you got to say on that today?
Well, I think there should be responsibility all around the table, from the schools, at home, in workplaces. And I think it should be shut down a minute. You know, I agree on shutting it down. And I notice all these restaurants is having a problem with it, but people are dying from it. So I think if we can just save one life by shutting down, that's really good. So I agree wholeheartedly with shutting down the COVID-19.
What are your thoughts on accountability and responsibility for self, loved ones, and those around you?
Well, I think there should be a big accountability. We should take things in our hands at home and our loved ones and take it serious. There should be accountability. At home.
I agree.
You know, especially with children and the elderly that we have at home, I think there should be accountability all the way around at home. If we stand in and be at home, I think that we should wear a mask, wash, all that. I think it should be big responsibility and accountability for being home.
Yes.
For our families. I think it's very important for our loved ones.
Yes. And do you have any advice for those out there during this holiday season on how they can protect themselves and their families and even strangers that we meet and that we see every day in the stores and taking care of business at the doctor's appointments and different things like that? Do you have any advice for them on how they can be safe and keep and protect their family and stuff?
By wearing your mask, gloves, and washing, and keeping safe distance. I mean, this is something that we really should do. Now, this is the flu season, mind you. And COVID, it can ride on the back of these different flus, and that's double jeopardy. Yes, I think wearing masks, wearing your gloves, washing thoroughly, and educating each other on it.
I agree wholeheartedly. I totally agree. I really like how you incorporated education in it, you know, because we do need to educate one another. That's very important, especially as a culture, as a people. You know, we have to educate, because with education comes action. So I totally agree with you. In regards to the school system, because that's what I was going to bring up next about the COVID-19, how do we protect ourselves? Let's say, okay, take for example, we allow our children to go to school in this so-called distant learning, safe learning environment that they're offering. And like I said, there's so many people that are careless. How do we handle that? The safety part of that? How do we handle that as far as sending our kids to school and when our kids come home and us being exposed?
What do we do?
Well, if they allow the kids to go to school, if parents in the school system allow kids to go to school, and it happens, I think they should really cut down on class size again. But personally, I don't think anybody should sit in a child. They should wait till this thing die off. They should wait till it die down, till we get a hope to it. I mean, we're talking about lives. Some of these kids in the school, they have asthma, emphysema, and different things they can have that can make them real vulnerable to this COVID. And, you know, I personally think it should be shut down for right now. I think it should be shut down because you haven't. Yes, I'm sorry.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. That's all I was going to say is I totally agree. Keep going on because this information is so informative, and people need to hear this information because so many people don't know the risks that are being taken and the exposure that they are being exposed to daily by allowing so many things or partaking in so many things. Like my child was off. I was given the opportunity to send my children back to school. But being that I have a compromised immune system, I have to think very, very wisely about that. Is that beneficial for me and my child? You understand what I'm saying? Because we have careless people out there. So I agree with you 100.
Yes, and I think it should be lots of testing. There should be a lot of tests going on. I think it should be some type of home test and just shut down. Again, just shut down. Because it won't benefit you with your preconditions, either your son or your other family members. It needs to be harnessed and got a hold to before then, you know, before opening up. You know. It's a
and
lot
one
of
last
elderly.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you give people for the holiday and COVID-19?
The advice I would give is to this holiday is to make a sacrifice this year. Shut down. Do something with your children at home safe. Keep the family members stand out. FaceTime, call each other, but just shut down and be at home and FaceTime family members. No gathering in big families, not gathering because you don't know who may have came in contact with it as a family member. So my advice is to just sacrifice this year of the holidays. Just make this sacrifice for the sake of your family members, not taking that risk.
Well put, Mr. Ben. Well put. Well, I want to thank you so much. It is always a pleasure speaking to you on A Woman's Perfect World.
Well, I just love you guys. Yes, I love
you
guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
We shall support it all the way. It's very informative. Thank you for cutting my call, and I'm tuned in. I'm tuned in.
No problem. No problem. Before you go, this gives me the wonderful opportunity to announce to the wonderful world out there and put it in the universe that Blacktopia Radio have two upcoming shows, one that will be starting this Thursday, and it is called Sister Code with Cocktails. It starts at 6 p.m. It is a group of six women that sit and drink and have cocktails and speak about everyday issues. So please tune in if you know anybody.
Oh, I will let my wife know. Yes.
Yes.
I will let my wife know. I know her and her friends. Yes.
Yes, and I will let her know. Tell you about one more show before we hang up and before we go. The last show that I wanted to tell you about is called Wine, Weed, and Pussy. It is a wonderful show. If you want to know about woman's femininity, Mr. Ben, that is the show to tune into. If you know of any young women out there or just women in general that want to get in tune, please refer them to the show and enjoy.
Okay, I will. I will do that. But that's going to be a hot topic there.
Which one is that, Mr. Ben? Which one?
The Wine, Weed, and Pussy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I can't wait. Saturday is the airing of the first show, so please tune in. And, yes, it's going to be some wonderful topics.
Well, yes, I would. I would be listening in.
Isn't that something,
I will be
Mr.
listening
Ben?
To
Wine, Weed, and
yes,
Pussy got you over there blushing, huh?
Hey, and you are, I'm listening to that, and it's all natural.
It's all, everything about it, the wine, weed, and the pussy is all natural.
It's all natural. I
well,
think we need more of it.
So, yes.
We need more of that.
So much.
Than this other stuff.
Wonderful. Yes.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for
having
me. All
right, you have a good night,
Mr. Ben. Love yourself. Okay,
thank
you very much.
Bye-bye. That is so funny. I love Mr. Ben. As you guys noticed, Mr. Ben is one of our faithful listeners. He calls quite often and gives his comments and aspects on the show. He delivers some good information. You know, these are some things that we need to do. Maybe do the school systems need to shut down right now? Is that something that we need to think about with the COVID-19? Are the schools even ready to even be open back up? Like, why are we even giving that even any thought? So I would love to hear what you guys think. If you guys are out there, I'm going to take a break right now. And when I come back from this break, we're going to go a little bit more in and discuss the school system. You guys know me. Some of my favorite songs is by Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. I'm that type of woman. So we've heard Jill. Let's jump into some Erykah. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Oh,
there. Yeah.
I love Erica. Matter of fact, Erica just lifted my spirits. Yes, I love Erica. Oh, my gosh. And I do feel better, you guys. Like I said, I had a very rough day. If you can even tell by the way that the show have even started off, it was a little draggish and everything. But I'm feeling good now. Let's really get into the meat of some conversation. Let's go. So, as Mr. Ben was stating, he talked about the school system. And he suggested that the school system should possibly be shut down because we're having a surge of coronavirus infections, and our hospitals are being overwhelmed, doctor's offices are being overwhelmed. It's a lot going on right now. Do we owe it to Thanksgiving? Do we owe it to Halloween and large gatherings? I'm not for sure. What I do know is the numbers are climbing, and they're climbing fast. The death rates are climbing fast. The infection is climbing fast. So I just want to know, was our schools even in the position to open up in the first place? Now, I understand Mr. Ben's comment that, hey, maybe we should think about this and maybe we should close them down and wait a few minutes. But I'm wondering, like, who in the right mind thought it was okay to send these children back to school, especially elementary kids? Come on now, for real? Like, come on, parents. It's our choice and our decision. It has nothing to do with the school. We choose where we want our children to be. And those whose children are in school right now, getting up every morning and going into a facility to go to school, especially elementary, that is because you gave consent as a parent. They can't force you to send your child back to school. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario because you guys know me. I love scenarios. So now let's take my four-year-old. This would have been her first year of school. God bless her soul. Yes, God bless her beautiful soul. She's so sweet. But this would have been her first year. She would have been in preschool. My daughter loves Princess Sophia. Oh, she loves Princess Sophia. Oh, and Scooby-Doo. Oh, my goodness, Scooby-Doo. Yes. And she loves, what's the name? PJ Masks. That's another cartoon. Now, these children are to wear masks. Now, my daughter, she has on a strawberry shortcake mask. She likes strawberry shortcake, but no. When it comes to Princess Sophia, she loves Princess Sophia. She loves Scooby-Doo, and she loves PJ Masks. Oh, and what's that other one? Amazing something. I can't think of the name of it, but it's another cartoon. So let's say she went to school with this strawberry shortcake mask on. But her friend that she seems to have met, because they, you know, school is going to have some type of interaction. You're going to learn about people. Well, somebody that she clicks with, her friend, comes in with a blinged out Fia mask. Oh my gosh, it's sparkling and it catches my baby's eye. Now, yeah, she likes strawberry shortcake, and yes, mommy said, you do not be around nobody. You keep your distance, keep your mask on, don't take your mask off, don't let no one see your mask, none of that. Mommy has told her that. But this Princess Sophia in a four-year-old mind is amazing, and it's charming, and it's beautiful, and it's just everything. She has to have it. But her friend loves strawberry shortcake. That's my favorite character. Oh, my gosh. They're so excited. Well, how about we switch? Okay. My daughter has Princess Sophia, and the other young lady, she has strawberry shortcake.
don't recognize the switch until we get home. But the young lady that had on the strawberry shortcake mask was COVID-19 positive, asymptomatic. Now my daughter is infected, but she's showing all the signs and she's fighting for her life. With something that innocent. Do you guys see what I'm saying? With something that innocent. So, therefore, until there's some control of this, now I know people say, okay, come on now. The coronavirus is like a pandemic, just like any other thing. When the flu first came about, it was a pandemic. When syphilis first came about, it was a pandemic. When hepatitis came out, it was a pandemic. When AIDS came out, you know, so forth. Every time something comes out and it hits hard and they don't want us to know that there's a cure, it becomes a pandemic. So we got this pandemic. We got to pay attention, you guys, especially for us that's not educated. We really have to pay attention and we have to be cautious. And I know I'm going to be honest. Now, you want to know, you want to make some body butter? I'm there. I could teach you about some body butters and we can hold a conversation all day long about some body butters, some sugar scrubs, some soaps, some herbs and teas and crystals and chakras and femininity and all of these wonderful things. You have my attention, you understand? Because those things I'm educated on. And I can talk to you all day and we can have a conversation because, see, a conversation goes back and forth. But when it comes to this COVID-19, oh, my gosh, I'm barely holding on to a D, you guys, in class. This stuff is hard to understand, to grasp the concept. First of all, I think it's a bunch of hogwash where you guys basically said it came from. Like, come on now, you guys talking about it came. Trump said the Chinese flu, your people saying the bat flu and all of these different things. Like, come on now. You know? But I'm ignorant to the fact. I know that type of stuff is not real. I know that's a bunch of hogwash. But when it comes to the science of it, I'm ignorant. I don't know. I have to research, and I have to trust my instinct, and I have to listen to media and decipher what's good and what's not. Because I don't know any better. I'm not educated. That wasn't a subject of choice for me, infectious diseases and all of that, and statistics and all of that. That wasn't for me. We're going to go ahead and go to a break real quick. Hold on, you guys. We're going to go to a break before I end this. Give me just a second, and I will be right back with you guys.
It's like the morning time, don't want to wake up, I just want to stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old, promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else, so we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that, tell me that, tell me on the best diet. I'll be feeling like yes I am, I am. You know on the best diet. Be a fool to not take me as I am. Tell me on the best diet. Be feeling like yes I am, I am. You know I'm the best I am. You be a fool to not take me as I am. take me for granted. You'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be your last. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
I'm talking about. Take me as I am. Like I was saying, you guys, about the school system, we have to really, really pay attention. That is our decision. We choose whether our children go back to that school. So we choose whether our children are exposed to COVID-19. We have to take responsibility and accountability for self and for those around us. You understand what I'm saying? This is not a game. We can't take it as a game until we educate ourselves as a people and we educate ourselves scientifically wise. We have to really be cautious. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if COVID-19 is real, but can we really take that risk? Honestly, is it worth the risk? We have to really pay attention, and we have to take accountability for self, and we have to take accountability for our loved ones and responsibility for our loved ones and those around us. You understand what I'm saying? Until we can figure that out, mask up. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from gatherings. Think wisely about your children going to school. You know what I'm saying? And think wisely about the people that you have around you, because people do not want to let you know they've been exposed. It's people that will keep that from you. So you have to really, really think wisely about your circle. I'm going to get ready to head up out of here, you guys. I know I am leaving on a fast note. The night is over with. It's time for me to say bye. But tune in on Thursday night. We have a wonderful show coming up. It's called Sister Code with Cocktails. Yes. Six women sitting up talking shit. Yes, that's what we do. Six women sitting up having date, just regular conversation over cocktails and enjoying themselves. You guys would love it. And also, this Saturday, you guys, 6 p.m., guess what? We having wine, weed, and pussy. Yes, tune in on Saturday, 6 o'clock. Can't wait to see you guys there. I am leaving. I'm getting up out of here. I know it is really fast. If you guys have any comments, you better give me a call right now because I'm getting ready to go. Matter of fact, I might do a countdown. Just playing. But anyways, I am. I'm really going to get up out of here, you guys. Recap of the night. We talked about politics. Y'all better leave Donald Trump's ass alone. It is fine. I know his ass is crazy. I know Donald Trump is crazy. But we must think about what was done to him. Last year, he was in the same position. Just give it a little thought, just a little food for thought. Last year, everybody was talking about, hey, you know, that not last year, but the last election, that Trump winning it was something fraudulent that happened. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get mad if he tried to pull the card. You know what I'm saying? The same card that was used against him. Just a recap and just a little food for thought. Also, COVID-19, what are we going to do? Once again, we're going to mask up. I know I keep saying this, but you got to take responsibility. We're going to mask up. We're going to be wise about our surroundings, and we're going to keep our children safe. Last but not least, keep your kids out of the school system, you guys. It ain't even ready to be open. It's too much going on. It's too much exposure. We don't know what those people do when they go home. I'm up out of here. Let's hear some Blacktopia, and I will see you guys later. I'm gone. Deuces.
Good cop, where is your dignity? Where's your empathy? Where is your sympathy?